This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, shout out Academy Sports and Outdoors for sponsoring Football Friday. Shout out Academy Sports and Outdoors, whose logo is on this Football Friday beer glass that I'm holding right now. I'm going to hold that up to the YouTube camera right there. Football Friday,
glass, yes.
Academy Sports and Outdoors, it's the kind of glass you'd stick in your freezer and pour a nice cold beer into. And on the other side of the one I'm holding, Seth, has a picture of Payne and Pendergast on it right there. Yeah, how about that?
Pain. When it's frosty cold, we're wearing parkas, and then when it if your beer gets too warm, Sean and I are both standing there in our boxers
in banana shorts. Hammocks. Yeah, that's what we are. It's a silhouette kind of picture of the two of us on there. It says Payne and Pendergast, and on the other side,
you're
football.
Holding it up to the wrong camera. Oh, never mind.
No, I'm holding it up to the audience.
You're good. So the
Football Friday logo there with a couple of helmets and Sports Radio 610. I bring this up because out at Talyard Brewery in Sugar Land today is where the fellas are going to be. The drive with Sterner and Hughley, and they are giving away sets of these glasses. Just giving them away. You just got to show up. But there's a limited amount of them. First come, first serve. So I'm looking at it right now. Our boss just texted us. Different designs. We've got four different designs for each show. We're first. So, you know, we're just going in chronological order.
Yeah.
So this week it's us. All you have to do is show up, but you've got to get there early because we only have a limited supply to give away each week. And today they're giving out Payne and Pendergast glasses. One per person while supplies last. So there you go. You're going to get a glass if you go out there.
Anyway, if you get angry, you can do whatever you want with it. You can. You don't like a take that Sean or I give, you can smash it against the wall.
But just make sure
you film it and send it to us.
Film it and send it to us. And it's got to be a really bad take because you only get one of these. All right? Yeah. So it's got to be... If you're going to take out your frustration on the glass, make sure it's a horrible take.
Yeah. If you'd had a glass in your hand when earlier this week Sean said that the Texans should have drafted Jalen Carter instead of
Will
Anderson.
I didn't say that. Hold on. Now people are going to be walking around saying I said that. That's not true. That's 100%. No, but I would let you throw that glass for me even merely posing the hypothetical question.
Right.
They move up from, should they have moved up from 12 to 9 to get Jalen Carter or 12 to 3 to get Will Anderson? I still say 12 to 3 to get Will Anderson, but I'm here to come up with provocative material.
As far as the Jalen Carter incident last night, so it's very clear that Dak Prescott spit in the direction of Jalen Carter and then gave a smug smile. And that's what started everything, as they were likely talking smack or whatever already. But then when they're face to face, this is what the hypothesis is by some Eagles people right now. Dak said something right before Jalen Carter spit at him. And people are speculating that what he said was, "Your boy died." Talking about the racing incident in college.
Jalen Carter.
Yeah, Jalen Carter was involved in that high, the racing, and his friend died, his teammate died. I don't know. That's pretty damn.
That's heavy.
And when I watch it, I could see where that could be, but it could also be 29 other monosyllabic three words. Yeah.
You're right, right, right. There could be a lot of things that draw a big loogie in that case.
Right, no, yeah, like, and even reading his lips. It's one of those things when somebody said that and then I watched it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it totally could have been that.
Yep.
But he could have also just said, like, Blue's Clues rocks, you know? And I don't know.
It could have been
any one of those things. If you told me he said Blue's Clues rocks and I looked at it, yep. Oh, he totally said Blue's Clues rocks.
You know, Dak, that would be more on brand for Dak than him citing a dead former teammate, I think.
Yeah.
Dak seems like a good guy.
I don't think he would do that.
Yeah. All right, couple things here. The other big thing that was happening on our televisions last night here was the Astros losing to the Yankees. So you lose 2 out of 3 to the Yankees at home. Blech. Gave up a bunch of runs in the process. Even the game you won 8-7, so that wasn't good. The big story in this game, because the game was kind of out of hand when this happened. Well, I say it was out of hand. I mean, the Astros brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning.
They had
inning.
Two opportunities to hit a grand slam to win the thing. Yeah,
And both guys struck out, including Christian Walker, to end the game. So, yeah, Correa and Walker both struck out with the bases loaded to end the game. So that was disappointing. That'll happen. But this Aaron Boone, man. Taylor Trammell hits a double last night, and Aaron Boone asks the umpires to check the bat.
Yeah, because of some discoloration on the logo.
You are such a turd, dude.
That organization is just so pathetic. You know what they do? They hit home runs versus bad pitchers all regular season long, and they're awesome at it.
Yeah.
But you watched the game last night. What an affront to defensive baseball.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just a bunch of clowns on the infield throwing the ball in the general direction of their teammates. And but Aaron Boone loves that he's been ejected more than any other manager in the league. He's going to whine and throw hissy fits and do all of that because that's the way you win in the regular season and then disappoint in the postseason.
It's the Yankee way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Taylor Trammell, who was with the Yankees last year, of course. Afterwards, kudos to Taylor Trammell. Basically said he felt like his integrity was being questioned.
Yeah.
He was deeply insulted that he was being brought under scrutiny for something that he said, like, I don't even know. So the accusation would be that they shaved the bat down a little bit.
Right.
And he said, well, like, does a skinny bat help you? I have no idea why I would even do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I loved Taylor Trammell's reaction after the whole thing was done. I mean, it took forever. Yeah. And it was the ninth inning of an 8-3 game or whatever it was at that point.
Yeah.
Ultimately 8-4. It was 8-4. But they only have runners on second and third, whatever. Like, I'm up watching all this. I stayed up through the lightning delay with the football game, and I'm up watching this. I'm like, man, can we just get this over with? You're challenging Taylor Trammell. It ain't Yordan Alvarez's bat. Taylor Trammell should be allowed to use a bat that's slightly illegal. He's like a career 188 hitter. They should let him use a bat that's a little off kilter.
It just reminds me of when remember Maldonado couldn't use his bat in the World Series, and it was and immediately that was when at the height of people just claiming that the Astros were doing anything and everything, and it wasn't even a performance thing. It was that there was that Pujols bat that Pujols had given him, and because it was an old bat, it was illegal because it could splinter if it broke.
Oh, is that what it was?
But people made a whole to do about it. When it wasn't even like cheating to try to gain an edge or something. It was just he was using an old bat that was no longer allowed.
Yeah. I wasn't far off. I just threw 188 out there as a career batting average for Taylor Trammell just because he's an up and down minor league, major league guy. 177. I was pretty close. Career 177 hitter. Yeah, and this guy's out here using a bat to get an edge.
Right.
What are we doing?
Well, I mean, that is when you'd be most tempted. If I were already hitting 400, I'm not going to be like, hey, what can I do to break this 410?
No, you're true. Very, very, very good point. I'm just trying to keep a major league paycheck at this point. I'll do whatever it is I have to do. But this is what we're doing in a 4-run game in the ninth inning on a getaway day, by the way. His team was probably like, what are we doing? I want to get to the airplane and get home or get to the next city, whatever it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, that crew last night was just brutal, man.
The crew's been bad the whole series. That's a terrible crew.
It was so bad for both sides. Everybody's been screwed over at some point in this series. Just, what the hell are you doing, Aaron Boone? This is why I hope he keeps his job forever. Keeps his job forever.
Him and Cashman,
his team,
man.
His team is a reflection of all of his personality quirks and traits.
Yep.
They just don't have, they're not mentally tough. They're just a bunch of whiners.
Yep.
Wine.
This is a big six games coming up here for the Astros over the next week or so. Three in Arlington against the Texas Rangers this weekend.
Yeah, you almost fell for the propaganda.
Yep. And then three in Toronto, which if the Astros take care of some business this weekend, you're still within shouting distance of Toronto to get back into the mix to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, also screwing over the Yankees, too.
Correct.
Kind of a dual purpose there, too.
Yes, the Yankees, who made you stay at the ballpark 20 minutes longer last night than you should have, Aaron Boone. How worried are you about this Christian Kirk injury? He's going to be out for week one, reportedly.
I wish it wasn't week one. I mean, with Christian Kirk, when the Texans traded for him, you kind of sign on for, all right, the guy's had a spotty injury history here over the last couple of years.
And 12 games and 7 games in each of the last two seasons.
Yeah, so there's a good chance if he's just injury prone and it hasn't just been bad luck, that you're going to miss him for a few games, but that's why you draft Jalen Knoll. Yeah. I think that's why Braxton Berrios is on the squad. So I also, aside from Braxton Berrios' ability as a returner, I think it also adds that extra backup for Christian Kirk.
Yep.
So I didn't initially with the report on Wednesday that both of them had hamstring issues, both Berrios and Christian Kirk. That was distressing to me. I think the Texans are still set up pretty well as long as Nico Collins, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll, and Braxton Berrios are playing.
Yep.
It's just that it's not ideal for a rookie slot receiver because that's one of the harder positions to learn as a rookie.
Yeah, agreed. I wonder if they just go with some formations that – I wonder if they go with like more two tight end sets now instead of running a slot receiver out there. You know, a little more 12 personnel type stuff.
Well, no, I think that all depends just on how much they trust Jalen Knoll. And then the nice thing about week one is you can have a specific plan for Jalen Knoll without worrying about tendencies or
package.
Anything.
Package, yeah.
Yeah, the Rams don't have any clue what it's going to be.
Yeah.
If Jalen Knoll has to play heavy snaps in the first few games, and you kind of, with rookie receivers in general, you kind of try to limit it as much as possible and lean into what they're good at. The first couple weeks, it's not going to be as big a deal. It's if you start to show some tendencies, then teams can game for it.
Yeah, the report was, and I apologize, I forget who, it might have been Aaron Wilson was the first one I saw, that said the Christian Kirk injury doesn't appear to be serious. He's only going to miss a short period of time. They're being cautious with it. The concern is kind of what you touched on, Seth, which is guy played 12 games or whatever. I forget the order of the years, but in the last two seasons, one of those seasons he played in 12 games, the other he played in only 7 games. And this is an injury that injury-prone people get. A hamstring injury coming out of training camp when you haven't even played a snap in the regular season yet.
Yeah.
You know, that's the concern. And the other concern is they traded for his contract. So they're paying him $16 million this year. You know, that's, I mean, that's, it's it, the money spent. It's a sunk cost, not a sunk cost, but they're, you know, they're committed to it. So there's nothing you can do about it. But it is one of those things like, all right, that was the red flag in going and getting him was, all right, you're paying the full 16. There's a reason the Jags are getting rid of him, and it's $16 million.
Now, the flip side of that might be, all right, they knew that the injuries or the hamstring might be an issue, just the injuries in general might be an issue when they signed him. And the fact that the time horizon has been 2 weeks makes me feel like they're being perhaps just extra cautious
that
he felt just some kind of twinge at all.
Yep.
And like I said, they drafted two wide receivers. They've got Braxton Berrios on the roster.
Yeah.
All of that for a reason that you can, especially early in the season, you can load manage guys. You can be hyper cautious when it comes to any kind of soft tissue.
Yeah, there's a lot of redundancy at that slot position for them. People weighing in, I guess, up in Dallas. I said, I wonder what they're saying up in Dallas. We have an Uber driver in Dallas with a Dallas area code said, they're not talking about Parsons at all. They're convincing themselves that they're going to be okay this season.
Yeah.
Which I honestly, if I were them, that's probably what I would be doing too. If coming in this, if I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm encouraged by that game last night. I mean, there was that's the Super Bowl champions in their building, and you had a really good chance to win that game. You didn't lose that game because the Eagles overwhelmed you. You lost that game with some really bad self-inflicted wounds on offense, I thought.
And I thought that going up against one of the more physical teams in the league, you played a physical brand of football.
Yes.
So there's that. As you posed the question in the first segment, all right, with Micah Parsons out there, do the Cowboys win that game? I'd say, yeah, I think there's a much better chance that the Cowboys win that game. The Cowboys defense, credit to them, really buttoned it up in the second half. But that doesn't undo all the damage from the first half, where Jalen Hurts just had all kinds of time to do whatever the hell he wanted in the backfield or running or anything else.
Yep, the plays that won that game for the Eagles offensively were plays I felt like where Micah Parsons would have had an impact. Or maybe more appropriately, the plays that didn't get made for the Cowboys on the defensive side of the football. They had one sack. They had one sack of Jalen Hurts last night. I got to feel like somewhere along the way, especially when both teams, Seth, were going back and forth. I mean, both teams scored on all of their drives until there was a lightning delay, it felt like. Like, they were going, I mean, both teams only touched the ball.
Yeah, the Eagles scored the first four drives, yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles only had three drives in the first half because both teams were holding on to the football and possessing the football so well. I got to imagine that there's a decent chance Micah Parsons makes a play that gets the Cowboys defense off the field or causes a turnover or something like that. So, fun game last night, though, on Thursday Night Football. We'll circle back to it in headlines, which are coming up next. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.